Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to Yahweh Bashem, Yahweh Shai, the Heavenly Father's name is Yahweh, which means he exists, Bashem, which means in the name, Yahweh Shai, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, which means he is the deliverer. Peace and blessings to the elect and the remnant, which consists of you so-called Negroes, Latinos, Native Americans, as well as the Israelites who look like all the different nations. But your lineage go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Peace and blessings. And I just wanted to give you some updates. First of all, I say Salakia for the time between the lessons. I have a documentary that I'm working on called Beast Dystopia. And right now, brothers and sisters who are being afflicted and being persecuted here in America, which is Babylon the Great, I've been communicating with them, and we're, you know, basically giving our testimony, which will be in a documentary. And, you know, brothers and sisters really need not only a spiritual support, you know, your prayers, you know, Bible going into how we're to pray for one another and pray without ceasing, because you have brothers and sisters that are being afflicted with torture, you know, direct energy weapons. And was known as a gang stalking, but that's just a word that's meant to basically minimize the scope of what's happening. These are well orchestrated psychological operations against people who are being systematically destroyed and persecuted and sabotaged their lives and their careers. So this documentary called Beast Dystopia is going to go into it. So I've been reaching out again to brothers and sisters out there, ministering into them. You know, it's always about brothers and sisters to repent, return to the Lord, and just you know, ways according to the Bible how we're to endure this great persecution. And this is definitely going to segue into this lesson. You know, so if you want to support, you know, this documentary coming out, Lord's will, this summer, it's called Beast Dystopia. And again, if it be the Lord's will, I will try to get it out on streaming services. I actually have physical DVDs and all of that. You know, it costs, you know, the scripture says money is a defense, and speaking up for our people who don't have a voice is you know, it can become costly, not only financially, but also our livelihoods and the persecution that we go through speaking up for our people. We're in the valley of the shadow of death. So you know, on this platform, speaking the things that I say according to the Bible, it comes with consequences, you know. And of course, the Lord tells us that they hate him that rebuketh at the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. So they hate us for speaking the truth. They hate us for breaking down the Bible the right way, as the Lord commanded us to do. So if you want to support this movement, this spiritual movement, you can cash at me at A New Song Is Sung. And like I said in a previous broadcast, you know, out of almost 17,000 plays on this platform, it's a damn shame that it's been only one brother to have been consistently donating. And it's not about the money. It's about the effort. You know, no amount is too small. You know, if you can't afford like $2 or $3, that's really beneficial, you know, waking up our people, but also exposing wickedness. I mean, you know, that's sad, you know. Like you'll spend more money at the Quick Trip. You know, we have Quick Trips around here. I don't know if you have them in your cities or whatever like that, but they're like convenient store gas stations. You know, people, they'll spend more money on bullshit than actually getting the truth. You got people that actually donate thousands of dollars to these wacky tacky Christian churches, and they ain't telling them shit, you know. They're not telling them nothing. They're not giving them thus saith the Lord. They're not out here risking their lives and their freedom for this gospel. You know, it ain't about begging. It's like, this is a reasonable service to do this. The Bible says the Lord loves a cheerful giver. But if you're like stingy and you feel like that this is a hustle, then that's on you, because the money that, you know, that's donated, you know, I come with receipts. You know, I let brothers know where the money is going, what it's used for, because I work a full time job. You know, I toil, you know, I work a back-breaking job, you know, working 10 hours a day. You know, I get an hour break, but, you know, I work. So I don't trick off money. You know, I pay bills just like everybody else do. But then the extra, which is to do the work, that's where support is needed. You know, but the Lord said, muzzle not the ox. So if you're getting spiritually fed, you know, and you just imagine how much money you put in a plate at that whack ass Christian church, and you freely gave, although he was giving you a song and dance, you know, them pimp pork chop preachers, you know, but you're getting the word, you're getting how the Lord told us to break these scriptures down, you know. The Bible says that he's going to make us wise into salvation, which is the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So this knowledge is priceless. You can't put a price tag on it. But again, the Bible says money is a defense. In the ancient times, you know, the Lord in his camp, you know, which were the disciples, they had a treasury. You know, it's just it was a wicked ass nigga. Judas that was stingy with the money, you know, and basically, you know, being a hoarder, you know, and a lot of you Negroes out there, you're hoarders, you know, it's like it hurts you to give to your brothers, but you will freely give $400 or $500 a month for a vehicle, or $800 or $900 for a vehicle. You know, you'll spend $250 on some shoes. You know, you want to look nice. You want to show out for your own people. But when it comes to helping your people and edifying your people, it's crickets, you know. And like I said, out of damn near almost, 17,000 plays, it's been one brother who's been diligent. And the Lord is going to reward those kind of acts. Bible talks about the reward of a prophet. You know, if you give a cold glass of water to a prophet, don't you know you'll get that prophet's reward? Brothers out here prophesying week in, week out in the cold weather. And by you showing or exhibiting that kind of charity, just giving just like a cup of water, you get the same reward as that prophet that's prophesying. But they don't teach you that in these Christian churches. They teach you just a, you know, song and dance, you know, and just a show, man. You know, that's all it is. It's nothing that's going to make you wiser in how to walk through this evil, wicked place, man. We're in the valley of the shadow of death, you know, and when all hell break loose. And when this internet is down and you didn't store up those spiritual riches and you didn't put no works in, you're going to be crying out to the Lord, you know. And if he have mercy on you, he'll hear you. But if he don't have mercy on you, then you're going to be ass out, you know, like a lot of people, you know. It's what we do now. Bible says, seek him early while he may be found. So it's very important to take heed and get off your asses, get up and get involved in this truth instead of just being sluggards and watching everybody put in work, you know. But that's the mindset of a shiftless, lazy nigga that don't want to help, don't want to do any work. A lot of you men out there, you're weak. You're weak because all you do is complain. All you do is talk about what other brothers is doing, and you don't even lift a finger. Scripture says the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. There's very few brothers out here. Yeah, the masses are waking up, but it's very few people actually putting their hand to the plow, you know, because it comes with great responsibility, because you can't just pick up the plow and then put it down. You know, the Lord, he definitely hates that. You know, if you start something, you got to finish. It goes into building. You know, if you don't have the right materials to build a house, you know, the scripture says that you'll be mocked. You'll be laughed because you can't, you couldn't finish the work, you know. So this thing is serious, man. It's all about humility. It's all about, you know, being lowly, but it's also about rebuking, you know, with long suffering, rebuking. Because we rebuke each other when we're going off, you know. And maybe it's just a lot of goddamn agents that's on here that's just listening. Maybe it's a bunch of agents and very few sincere brothers. That could be it too. Because that happens, you know. That definitely happens, to spy out our liberty. But all you're going to hear is the truth, you know. Because when you're speaking this truth, man, you're going to be hated. You're going to be ostracized, you know. You're going to be called a terrorist. And that's exactly what brothers like myself are called. And we're not, you know, we're not terrorists. You know, we're not terroristic, but they call the Lord, basically that, you know, accusing him of sedition. And when you look up the word sedition, that basically means a terrorist, man. So the Lord said that the servant is not greater than his Lord, you know. So other than that, I'll get off that topic, but just want to put that out there, you know, because you got brothers and sisters out there that are suffering. They need legal consultation. You know, they're being railroaded. You know, I was talking to this sister, and her son is he's older. You know, he's a man, but he's special needs, and the cops rolled up on him, you know, and arrested him, and her ATM card was in the vehicle and her keys, as she said, and they basically impounded her vehicle, man. And when it was at the police station, they was basically mocking her, man, you know. And if there was like some kind of a financial support, then that would go to stuff that could help brothers and sisters out there that are being persecuted, you know, that are being oppressed by the satanic system, because that sister, she's being targeted too, you know. And she's not even she's not even in the truth, man. You know, she's basically a Muslim, but I'm ministering unto her, and by my works I'm trying to show her that, you know, us brothers that's in this truth, you know, we really care about our people, you know. So we're trying to win souls, man, for the Lord. And that sister, man, I'm not trying to put her business out there, man, but she donated $100, man, you know. And I know she didn't really have it, man, but she did. That's the kind of the acts that I'm talking about. And a lot of you niggas out there, you think, you know, you above reproach and rebuke, and you know the Bible and everything like that. And here it is, this sister, who was not really blessed with the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, because she's still in another religion, a false religion. But, you know, those are the kind of people that the Lord look at and see their heart, see their true intentions, you know. And that, again, that money is going to go on helping people, man. It's going to go into doing this documentary. It's going to go into equipment. You know, I need a video editing equipment, because I don't want the video to be janky. You know, I want this documentary to express what's happening to people, because people are suffering, man. People are crying. Don't you care about your people? Because I do, man. And even if you don't have it like money wise, your prayers, Your emotional support, you know, letting brothers and sisters know that you're thinking about them. But in this society, we've been taught to be individual lights, you know. We've been taught to just hate everybody but love everybody. That's that wacky tacky Christian bullshit. That, like, you love everybody on the planet, but you don't love your people, man. You know, that's the Willie Lynch syndrome. And some of you people out there, you still got that mindset. Even though you're an Israelite, you still love your oppressor more than you love your people and their suffering. You know, so I might end up just talking this one out because I wanted to go into a different lesson. You know, this end up going into just being stingy, man, and not putting forth no works. So let's go in the scriptures, and the Lord's will, I'll do this next lesson. So let's go into the Lord loves a cheerful giver, you know, not begrudgingly, but to be cheerful, because you know that you're not giving it to a man. You giving it to the Lord, you know, if that man's in the right spirit. Because, yeah, you can give your money to a man and he can mess it over, man. But this ain't that kind of show, you know, because I fear the Lord. You know, money is not worth me getting my soul snatched from me. So this is the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 7. It says, every man according as he proposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for Yahweh loveth a cheerful giver. So I'll read that again. It says, every man according as he proposes in his heart. So every person, you know, according to your purpose, you know, what's in your heart, because whatever's in your heart, say you say, hey, you know, I don't have money, but, you know, I could pray for you. You know, I could pray for the sister, you know, and you can state that, you know, that's beautiful. That will be well received. With gladness, man, because we need prayers, man. It says, so let him give. So whatever you can give, you know, give it. What, $1, $5, $10, $20, whatever. Whatever the Lord put in your heart, but don't do it grudgingly. Like, oh, I'm not going to give this. Oh, let me do it to shut him up. No, don't give it if it comes to that. Cause it's not needed in that manner, you know. Cause either way it go, I put my own money, you know, and whatever I have left over after paying bills to further this ministry. That's how serious I am about this. Cause it's not about the money per se, but we know that you can get things done with money. It says, or of necessity, for Yahweh loveth a cheerful giver. So the Lord loves a cheerful giver. You know, you give with gladness because you know, yeah, this brother or this, you know, this church, this organization, you know, spiritual organization, they helping people. You know, I commend people who they have like, you know, like where they're giving away food, man. You know, of course, now these days, you know, they get on people like the health department and stuff like that. They'll take food and throw it away before they give it to a person, you know. But that's what it's all about. It's all about charity, you know. So let's go to the scripture where it says charity wipeth a multitude of sins. Just by doing righteous acts, don't you know your sins could be covered? Just by doing, you know, righteous deeds, man. Let's see. So this is in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And it reads, and I'll read it in a few versions. I'll first read it in the NIV. It says, above all, love each other deeply, What is love? Love is keeping the commandments. Love each other deeply. You know, having that reverence for your brother. You know what I'm saying? Your sister in this truth. You know, because the Lord, he showed the ultimate act of love by dying on the cross, man. Don't you know he died for wicked niggas too? Because eventually all of Israel will be saved. You know, here it is. They was after him. You know, they conspired against him. And he was on that cross and he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. It says, above all, love each other deeply, because love cover over a multitude of sins. So love covers a multitude of sins. When you love your brothers and sisters, you're going to go out of your comfort zone. You're going to help them, you know. You're going to reach out to them. You're going to put yourself last and think of others, you know, first. This is the NLT, the New Living Translation. That's one of the books or the translation I usually use after the KJV. It says, most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love cover a multitude of sins. So let's go to, let's see. KJV, it says, and above all things, fervent love. Oh, Salakia, that's the new KJV. I need the KJV. It says, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. So it says, above all things, fervent charity. You know, charity is a powerful attribute. You know, Salakia, let's see. Now the computer want to freeze up. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to work on this documentary and the camera that I got, which was based off of, you know, what the brother been donating. Where I got that 4K camera. That 4K camera, boy, it shoots some really good footage, but you got to have a certain type of computer to be able to handle the size of the files. So that's what I'm needing next, man, a decent computer with some decent software. So that's why, you know, I'll be asking, you know, brothers and sisters out there to extend, you know, that and, you know, in alms, you know, charity wipe of a multitude of sins, you know. And like it says, this ain't no get rich quick scheme, because this is, you know, even on just in a worldly sense, you can't get rich speaking like we do as Israelites. That's for the wacky tacky Christians, you know. Bible go into how they speak those smooth words. You're not gonna hear no smooth words over here. You're gonna hear encouragement, but you're also gonna hear rebuke, you know, because I love you brothers and sisters out there, and I really mean that. Let's see, let's go into that. Bible going to open rebuke is better than secret love. Because we've been used to hearing bullshit, you know. Stuff that'll get you destroyed, you know. Because, you know, if you love somebody, you're going to tell them the truth. You're not going to bullshit with them. You're gonna be forthright, you know. No fake shit. And that's what, you know, what Christians push. And then when brothers and sisters come into this truth, sometimes they can get offended. Yeah. You know, we've all have gotten, you know, at some point offended about something, but then we have to we have to humble ourselves, you know, and realize that, you know, better a brother rebuke you than a Lord rebuke you. Because when the Lord rebukes, you know, he rebukes with a heavy hand. His rebuke could be, you know, taking you off this earth, you know. Let's see. I think I got too many windows open because I had this, a lesson going. So now this computer is, okay, bear with me. I'll just look it up on my cell phone. This computer acting real janky. Okay. So this is the book of Proverbs chapter 27, verse 5. It says, open rebuke is better than secret love. So to be rebuked openly is better than secret love, you know. Because the Bible go into flattery, you know. It's not good, like, you know, flattering somebody, you know. And there's nothing wrong with encouraging a brother or even thanking brothers or sisters, even sisters, thanking them for, you know, different things, different deeds. But just like this flattery and stuff like that, it's not good, you know, because flattery is really not sincere. It's usually with an ulterior motive. So let's go to let's see. Let me close some of these windows. Because I had, you know, and I'm a, you know, like I always say, Lord's will. We always, you know, say that because we don't know what the next day holds. But, I, you know, after this, I want to go into these, this next lesson. But I have to speak on these things because, you know, we have to share each other's burdens. You know, one brother, one sister in this truth is dealing with a lot of stuff. Not only dealing with physical things, but you're also dealing with spiritual things too, you know. And it can attack you at all sides, because you're gonna find out in these last days that, you know, we're all we got, you know, especially when this devil come down. With great wrath, as he's showing us, like his horns are showing. But when this devil really let loose, then brothers and sisters going to really know how serious this thing is. Because if you are professing to be an Israelite, you're the new enemy. You know, it's just brothers and even sisters out there that are in this truth and they are being persecuted. They're kind of going through it first. But it's going to get worse, you know. Let's see. But when you give according to what you're able to do. You know, that's the flip side. Don't be sending your last in. You got bills and stuff like that. And you give everything, you know, you have to be practical, too, you know. I mean, yeah, that's the account of, the woman who had the two mites. But if you have responsibility, you have to use wisdom. You know. Let's see. There's a balance. Let's see. Let me see if I can find it. Because, let's see. I think that's in the Apocrypha. Let's see. Bible covers everything. It talks about giving, like how you give. You know, if you give something, the mindset that you have to look at it, you know, or how you have to look at it. Let's see. I think it's not give according to your ability, because we read that in you know, basically in scriptures before. I think it's give according to your strength. I think that might be it. I haven't read that scripture in a while. I think that's in the almost thinking it's in the Apocrypha, so we'll see. Okay, the water Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai. So this is in the book of Tobit. So the for brothers and sisters who might be wondering, what's Tobit? Tobit is in the Apocrypha, and that's one of the books they took out of the Bible. If you look in the Authorized King James Bible Apocrypha, you'll see that it was that it's in the Holy Bible in the 1611. They took that out. So if you just have the KJV Bible, there's another part to it, which is the Apocrypha, which means hidden books. They hid, you know, the Catholic Church hid those books because it actually gives a. Let's see. See if I'm still recording. Okay, yes, man. Let me see how much time I got. Okay, we're good. Like I was saying, they took it out of the book. They took it out of the Bible. They took away from the scriptures because the Apocrypha actually go into biblical prophecy of how they would use idolatrous images like Cesare Borgia, which is the image people believe is our Lord, who the world calls Jesus Christ. That's in the Apocrypha. The Bible says that the heathen laid open the book of the law, you know, and they painted the likeness of their image. So they took their image, which is, you know, a process called iconoclasm, where they took our icons, you know, images, and touched them up using, you know, Caucasian people to be the people of the Bible. So Tobit is a part of the book. So we're going to read out of a. Tobit chapter 4, verse 8, it says, give according to what you have. The more you have, the more you should give. Even if you have a little, be sure to give something. That's cut and dry. That's in the Good News translation. Let me get that in the KJV. But that's a good translation, too. So let's get the KJV version with the Apocrypha. Let's see. Okay, now the website is acting janky. They don't want to give me the KJV version of it. So let me see if it'll give me another translation. Let's see. And I'm looking from Orsalaki. I'm looking out of the BibleStudyTools.com. You got the Latin Vulgate. Let's go to the Latin Vulgate. They don't have it on there either. So nonetheless, you know, we get the point. And just, you know, brothers and sisters out there, if you have a KJV with the Apocrypha, just look it up. Let me see if I can find it in a KJV online. So let's go to Tobit chapter 4, verse 8. Let's see what pulls up. And then we'll go back to what we just read. Okay, here's in the King James Bible online. So this is Tobit chapter 4, verse 8. If thou hast abundance, give alms accordingly. So if you have abundance, if the Lord blessed you with with abundance. You know, you got a real good job. You know, you making, you know, decent money. Your lifestyle shows like you have athletes that got like, you know, luxury vehicles, and they got big houses, and they take that money instead of giving alms to the man of the Lord, instead of, you know, giving it to brothers that's going to put that money to good use to further this gospel, to help their people. They rather go down to the strip club and give it to some old stank ass thought dancer, you know, shaking her funky butt, and she'll come home with stacks of ones. He didn't throw away thousands of dollars, and here it is. Our people don't know when they're gonna, you know, what they're gonna do from day to day, you know. But if you have abundance, the Lord said, give alms accordingly. It says, if thou have but a little, be not afraid to give according to that little. So if you got a little, don't be afraid to give what little you have, just like the woman with the two mites. You know, she gave to what she had. It says to that little, you don't be afraid to give according to that little, you know. Because the Lord, you know, when in the ancient times, you know, they gave the Israelites gave a 10% to the priest, you know, the men of the Lord, you know, the men that was doing the priestly duties, you know, and they gave them, you know, like substance, you know, like corn and cattle and stuff like that, you know. You know, the Lord, he didn't say, you know, give me 50%, 100%. No. You know, the Lord know you got, you know, bills and you got things that you got to do. But the Lord said, if you got a lot, you give, you know, according to, you know, what you have. So you give alms accordingly. But if you got a little, you give according to the little that you have. It's that simple. You know, so let's go back. To the Good News translation. I think that's what we read out of. It says, "Give according to what you have. The more you have, the more you should give. Even if you have a little, be sure to give something. This is as good as money saved. You will have your reward in a time of trouble." It says, I'll read that again. It says, this is as good as money saved. So when you give, it's like you saving your money. When, you know, in the right spirit, you know, to the right circumstances. It's as if you saving your money, man, because you giving it. The Lord, the Heavenly Father, he's in the heavens. So when you giving in his name, you can't send it up in a ship, you know, a chariot. You're gonna give it to the representatives, the men of the Lord, and the Lord see what's going on. If the, you know, that's why I say we fear the Lord, so we know we couldn't do anything janky with the money. The Lord would jack us up. It says you will have your reward in a time of trouble. So is as good as money is saved. And when you really need help, when this famine come, you know, you'll have your reward in the time of trouble, because the Lord is going to remember your works. But if you like, oh, I'm not giving shit to him, you know, you looking, you know, you're hearing this now, you like, oh, I ain't, man, hell with that. And when trouble hits your ass, when Jacob's trouble come, And all the thoughts that you were saying and how you was being stingy, hey, the Lord, he gonna remember that. You know, you're not offending me. It says taking care of the poor is the kind of offering that pleases Yahweh in heaven. That's what I'm talking about. You got brothers and sisters that's poor. You got a brother right now that's he's helping this ministry, you know, with this documentary. His testimony about what he's going through is going to be in it. And he actually left a recording on that 800 number. Well, it's not an 800, it's a toll free number. And I paid with that with my own money. You know, it's not a lot a month, but it's for brothers and sisters in the United States that's being tortured and being stalked and being persecuted by the satanic system. So their testimonies, their stories is going to be in a documentary. And that brother, I talked to him today, you know, and he's one of them brothers where he's like, I don't want to, you know, burden, you know, somebody, you know, with his troubles. But I told him that we have to share our burdens. We have to do that. And I gave him that scripture and he received the scripture. Because when we're going through things, we have to share those burdens, because sometimes it's too much, you know. And that brother right now, his situation, he's a believer in his household. It's full of non-believers. It's some other things that's going on in a household that spiritually is working against him, you know. And so he had to leave out, man. He left out and he's in a tent. He has a tent. He's out in L.A., out in California. You know, the weather's not bad out there, but it's rough out there. That brother, he's in a tent. That's what I'm talking about. And he refused to help. You know, I said, hey, bro, you know, if you need something, just, you know, let me know. And he was like, no. And he was more interested in worrying about the documentary. I said, bro, don't worry about it. That's what I'm talking about. See, it says taking care of the poor is the kind of offering that pleases Yahweh in heaven. You know, helping brothers and sisters out there that are suffering, you know, that's poor, that's being systematically their livelihoods, their careers sabotaged, like the sister that, you know, where son who's special needs, and they didn't even take into consideration, they locked them up and she had to pay $500, man, you know, to bond them out. That's money that you know, that's depleted by the system. You know, we're the poor, we're the Israelites. You know, blessed are ye, that's what's that, the scripture where it talks about the poor in spirit. You know, when your spirit is poor, you know, you're broken. You know, your heart is, in a low estate. You know, those brothers and sisters that are being humbled, you know, that are being, as the scripture says, humility before honor. So brothers and sisters are being humiliated, but the Lord is going to give them the honor. It says, do this and ye will be kept safe from the dark world of the dead. So when you give is as good as you saving money. And when all hell break loose, which is Jacob's trouble, because when Jacob's trouble come, you'll be the one, or will be the one, that'll be homeless. Because once this mark of the beast happens, this RFID microchip, in order to have your house, you're gonna have to have the chip in order to keep what you have. You know, if you want that job, if you want to eat, because the Bible says that no man will be able to buy or sell, you're going to have to, you know, stand up for what's right. And you stand up by refusing their satanic beast system, you know, the mark of the beast, which is the mark of that satanic beast system. So when you do what's right and you care for others, you'll be kept safe from the dark world of the dead, because this world is dead. It's spiritually dead. You got a bunch of dead people walking around spiritually dead, that's being wicked, that's in the last days, that's going to do horrible things to human beings. People are going to eat each other, because cannibalism is going to come back, you know, and it's just going to be a bad situation. You know, you want to do everything you can now to store up those good works. Because in the end, that's all you're going to have. You're going to have your faith and your works. You know, what you do now is going to determine the outcome in these last days. Let's see if I can find it. I think it's where it says, ye shall be saved by your faith and your works. Let's see. Bear with me. I know it's somewhere in the Apocrypha. Let's see. Yeah, the water Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shai. This is in the Apocrypha in the book of 2nd Esdras, chapter 9, verse 7. It says, and everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape by their works and by faith whereby ye have believed. So those that will be saved in the last days and will be able to escape Jacob's trouble, they're going to be saved by their works. You know, keeping the law, statutes, and commandments, being charitable, being merciful, because it's not about just giving money, because money can't save you. It's about true charity. It's about, you know, giving, you know, about keeping the law, statutes, and commandments. It's like the whole thing. You know, some people might believe that just giving money is going to save them. No, because the Bible say that money is not going to be able to save nobody in the day of the Lord's wrath. You know, but if a brother is being charitable, he's being merciful, his sister's being charitable and merciful, that goes a long way in having a faith. Because it says, and ye and shall be able to escape by his works and by faith. So it's all about your works. Faith without works is dead. You have to have both. Whereby ye have believed, because it's all about believing in Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shai, knowing that no matter what situation, you're gonna hold fast to your faith, because the Bible says that shall he find faith on the earth? Because it's gonna get that bad where even people that profess to believe in this word, they're gonna give up the faith. Shall he find faith on the earth? Okay, that's in the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 8. It says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? So the Lord, he's going to speedily avenge the wicked and 2/3 of our people. It says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh. So when the Messiah cometh, is this the question is, shall he find faith on the earth? Because it's going to get that bad. You know, it's going to get that bad where people, they're going to, you know, be in situations where Esau and his tanks and his troops, and they're going to be finding who's Israelites, finding who's the real Christians and persecuting them. And people, they're going to be like, you know, giving up, you know, denouncing the faith. And the Lord said, if anybody is ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of you. Before his father. Because it's going to be literally like a hell on earth. You know, the persecution, great tribulation, you know. And those that believe the rapture, there's not going to be a rapture in the sense that you believe, because the word rapture is not, it's not how people believe it is. It's not a biblical doctrine. It was something that came about by the Protestants. So that's the lesson, you know, that I'm going to go into Lord's will, because I had a conversation with a brother and we was, you know, discussing various things. And he had mentioned to me about doing a lesson about the rapture. So that's going to be the next lesson going into that. But I end up going into this topic about charity, you know. So let's go into the word charity. Let's get the definition of it in the Bible. Going back to that scripture, charity wipeth a multitude of sins. So let's look it up in the Bible study tools. Something is up with this Bible study tools.com website. Okay, there you go. So right here, the word charity, and this is out of Bible dictionaries, the Easton's Bible Dictionary. This is the definition of charity, and it's giving you the book, chapter, and verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and it reads, the rendering in the authorized version of the word which properly denounces love and is frequently so rendered always in the revised, it is spoken of as the greatest of the three Christian graces. It's all about charity. So let's go further into that definition. It says in the KJV, in 26 places from 1 Corinthians 8 and 1 onward, the Greek word which appears in the New Testament 115 times is elsewhere translated by love. It says the substantive agape is mainly, because you've heard that word agape, which means love. It says it's not exclusively a biblical or ecclesiastical word. It says not found in profane writings, although the verb agapein, from which is derived and used in classical Greek in the sense of love, found it in admiration, veneration, esteem, like the Latin denigere, rather than natural emotion. So let's go into some other definitions. Okay, this is from David H. Lawson Foundation.org. Let's see what this says. Let me look at it right quick to make sure it's on point. Okay, it says, what is the definition of charity in the Bible? It says, charity in Christian thought, the highest form of love, signifying the reciprocal love between God and man that is manifest in unselfish love of one's fellow men. Paul's classical description of charity is found in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 13. It says, what does the Bible specifically say about charity? It says the spiritual aspect of charity is that as love is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. And it is. Charity is a part of the fruits of the Spirit. You know, when we go into the fruits of the Spirit, that's what we all should be patterning, you know, our walk after, you know, and those spiritual fruits or gifts. And so we should be praying for those gifts, you know. Where we're lacking, it says, what gives it a spiritual foundation and motivation? Therefore, the Holy Bible teaches, or the Bible teaches, that God defined charity as acts of love motivated by the Holy Spirit because of our love for Hamashiach. So when we do things, the act of charity is motivated by love of the Messiah. So when you do things, that you're doing it out of love and reverence for our King, you know, loving the Lord that much, where you want to help his people and show acts of charity. You know, it says, what is the biblical definition of charity? Charity in the Christian thought, the highest form of love, signifying the reciprocal love between God and man, and manifests its unselfish love of one's fellow men. So you're going to help your brothers out. You're going to help your sisters out. You know, that's the two greatest commandments. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. You wouldn't want to see yourself all messed up out there, just like you don't want to see your brother or your sister messed up out there. So other than that, you know, hope that you brothers and sisters, you know, receive this. You know, if you want to donate to Cash App, A New Song Is Sung, you can email me at anewsongissung@protonmail.com. Your prayers is always needed. You know, Bible goes into pray without ceasing, pray for one another. So I need your prayers. You know, even if you're not able to give alms, pray for us, you know, as we pray for you. Shalom.